In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This Mass today is being offered especially for the repose of the soul of our brother Joe Lovato, who passed away. As well for the repose of the soul of Terry Griego, who passed away yesterday. Terry Griego. Different Griego. Different Griego. From Santa Rosa. So I did prepare something in Spanish on the Gospel. I'm going to give you something in English on the first reading. Instead. If you want that on the Gospel, I can send it to you. It may more or less be correct Spanish. But in the first reading, we're talking about the Acts of the Apostles. And here, there's something that should arrest our attention. It certainly arrested mine when I was praying over it earlier today. It speaks of what? Here it is, St. Paul going there, and he meets this woman by the name of Lydia. She's a dealer in purple cloth from the city of Thyatira, a worshiper of God. And it says, she listened. She listened. There's not a whole lot in Scripture that's recorded of this woman. Certainly not by name. In fact, this is one of the only times in the entirety of Scripture that her name is mentioned. What does it tell us about her? There's a woman who was from Thyatira dealing in purple, meaning she was really rich. She was really well-to-do. Purple cloth, incredibly expensive, only dealing with royal people at that point. So what? She listened. She's a worshiper of God and listened. Who was she listening to? If you're thinking of St. Paul, you're incorrect. Because what does it say there? It says, here she was, from the city of Thyatira, a worshiper of God listened, and the Lord opened her heart to pay attention to what Paul was saying. So she listened, and then the Lord opened her heart to pay attention to what Paul was saying. So to whom was she listening? Exactly. She was listening to God. So she was already in that place of listening to God. She was already attentive to Him. She was already had her heart open. She was already in right relationship with God. She was already open. And then that openness caused her to catch on to something that St. Paul was saying. Do we have that movement of Lydia of Thyatira, the rich woman who was dealing in purple? Are we listening? Are we in this active state of, speak, Lord, your servant is listening? Or God, here I am. I'm going to go about my day. I'm going to do my thing. I'm going to go about the task that I am. What do you want? You want to say something, I want to do it. You direct me, I want to be directed. I'm listening. That's the life of the Catholic. That's what we're supposed to be like at all moments of our lives. We struggle so much, and I was reading a meditation today that was given to me by a beautiful young woman who originally comes from Portales, a little bit older than your daughter is. In fact, she's in the very same city as your daughter, and I've wanted them to become good friends since they've been there. I don't think they've met yet. She turned me on to this passage this morning when she sent it from her own meditations. It was all about, what is prayer? How do we engage in prayer? It's such a difficult thing. It's such a hard thing. What is real prayer all about? We think oftentimes when we come to Holy Hour, we're saying, okay, I'm going to bring a book to read. Or I'm going to bring this set of prayers and I'm going to say these prayers. Or I'm going to go through this particular part of Scripture. Or I'm just going to lay my heart before the Lord and tell Him all these things. Give me, give me, give me. I need this stuff. But really what prayer is a state of openness to God. It doesn't make demands on God. It doesn't make propositions on God. It's really this openness of relationship. God, you exist. I know you do. You're paying attention to me. What is it that I should really be paying attention to? And that can come from a whole slew of things that are going on in our lives. The substance of prayer is whatever's happening, whatever's going on. And it's just us recognizing a relationship with God. In fact, God doesn't know how to keep social distancing. It's not something He knows. That's something He made up. God doesn't keep social distancing from us. Sometimes we want to keep social distancing from God. We want to wear our masks. We want to have our coverings. We want to say, hey, don't come near me. Like, that's not safe right there. Stay at your distance, and I'm here. I'm comfortable just throwing up all my petitions, all my desires, all my hurts. I'm comfortable there. or I'm comfortable, I'm just read the scripture. Or I'm comfortable, hey, this is what I'm going to do in my prayer. I want my holy hour, my time of prayer with you to look like this. Don't come anywhere near. That's not what real prayer is. Real prayer is what Saint Lydia did. Just listen. And when she was listening there to God, going about her everyday thing, what happened? Was it the very apostle of God came and spoke, and something in her caused her, which was the Holy Spirit already there in nascent form, caused her to see what was going on, to focus on, to pay attention to what Paul was saying. And after that, she said, I need that, because that's what I've been made for all along. She was then baptized and then said, Paul, you have to come stay at my household because I need what you have in my household. Like we talked about yesterday, there's awkwardness in our prayer right now at Mass. There's awkwardness that we're experiencing as a family where we're not allowed to do things the way we would rather have them be. But let's at least take this, a state of listening to God. Okay, this is going to be Mass. Been to it how many hundreds, thousands of times in my life? You're going to be here at Mass, God. I'm also going to be here at Mass, God. What is it that you want here at Mass today, God? I know at the end of Mass, I can receive you. What do you want? And if we can do that here as a practice, where it's so easy to do at Mass, ask him when you see him in the Eucharist lifted up above, when you see the chalice raised up, when you recognize his presence even as he's there before you to receive him in Holy Communion. Just teach me how to do this when I'm not here. I want to have that active state of listening to you always. Not just now. Not just when I receive you in Holy Communion. Not even just when I go through that spiritual reading or that scripture reading or that set aside time of prayer. But help me to listen to you when it's difficult. Somebody's yelling at me. When somebody's making demands of me. In those ordinary, everyday things of life. Because those are the moments when our Lord definitely has something to say to us. Something we need. And something that will take our place, our spiritual life, into a new place where our Lord doesn't want to be socially distanced from us, but wants to enter into our sickness. That's where he can bring healing. Let's pray as Saint Samuel said, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. Saint Lydia of Thyatira, dealer in purple, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.